Welcome back to A Beer With Friends. We hope you're enjoying the show as much as we're making it. So now, for part 3 with Ryan Moss, as we delve deeper into the psyche of the psychos. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Anchor FM, as well as Spotify or any of your other streaming services. And drop us a line anytime at abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. This podcast is made possible by Anchor FM, good friends, good beers, and you. Now, I'd like to thank all of you guys for listening and hope you continue to listen. Now to the show. All right, we're back again. This is part 3 with Ryan Moss. I've been saying it wrong this whole time, and I apologize. It's Ryan Moss. I've been saying math, and I knew it was wrong.
Anyone who was confused,
yeah,
I didn't correct them till now. I wanted to keep
going.
Yeah,
so third part, welcome back for our third part. Yeah, so it's Ryan Moss. I will say this. So Grace, if you guys ever, which I'm hoping this happens and I want to be invited, and if I'm not, I'm going to be very butthurt over this.
It'll be on the podcast.
On a podcast. Oh, I'll be all about it. I'll be like, I'm motherfucker. Yeah. But when you guys get married, I want to be invited, but I want to stand up and I want to say, it's Moss, motherfuckers.
you know what Grace has said about that too?
Grace Moss.
Yeah, Grace Moss.
That's
exactly.
All Grace Moss.
But she said it sounds a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Which I'm like, well, happy holidays.
I see the happy holidays to everyone.
I celebrate Yule, by the way, because I am a pagan. Actually, I'm more of an atheist, but yeah, we're not going
to
get
it. Well, you know what's funny about that is I was listening to your podcast with, I believe, Justin, it might also have been with Maddie as well.
When it comes to religion. Yeah, I have my hardcore stuff on that.
You know what's funny is because atheist, by definition, doesn't believe in anything. Or that's a more generalized term.
Actually, that's true. What I've learned is this, and that's why I like to call myself an agnostic. And I'll let you get back to that in just a second.
Exactly. Agnostic is where I was going to go.
Yeah. So a Christian is a theist. 100% believer. There's no doubt in their mind, and you can't prove it. Mm-hmm. An atheist is a non-theist, or I shouldn't say that because a non-theist is different. So they're an atheist, but they believe that there is no God. Even if God stood in front of the face and said, hey, I'm God, they'd be like, no, you're not. I'm an agnostic. I don't know. There's got to be some proof. I just generally lean to there's probably not a God. I think there could be some type of entity or being or higher spiritual thing. I don't know, but I kind of keep it that way. But
yeah, no, exactly what you were saying is what I was leading to is like, at least for by definition of atheism, or I don't even want to call it that because
atheism sounds like you're it sounds dirty. Well, saying like anti-Semitic.
You don't believe in anything, but agnostic, which is something I also lean towards as well, is you don't believe specifically in a God, but you do believe there is something.
There's something
at the end of the day. There is
For me. I look at the world and I see a three-dimensional world. We're in a three-dimensional world for us. But what if there is a four-dimensional world out there that we can't see and they know it, but we don't? And what if it is us? We're just wrapping ourselves in this three-dimensional world to live this life.
And when you say they...
It could be us. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always... I have my theories about life. I think I went into this with Justin where I kind of think that human beings, we could be a couple of different things. I kind of think that human beings are just cancer. And all worlds are just cells. And we're just hopping from one cell to the next. And maybe we came from Mars and we destroyed the planet. We sent out 100,000 spaceships all over the world. Our species, our part of human evolution just happened to be the part of the spaceship that came to Earth. And that's how we get... It would make a lot of sense if you think about it, because that's how we... Early in our early in our human stage, that was where we drew a lot of pictures of spacemen, of things like they found like sculptures of telephones, of trying to recreate batteries and cars and planes and stuff. But we say, oh, they never had this. But what if this? Take me and you. Take me, you, Grace, and Maddie, and you stick us on an entirely different world. We could draw rudimentary pictures because I'm not a really good artist. I don't know if you are, but so... We could draw pictures of these phones and computers and cars that we used to ride in and airplanes and spaceship men and how we used to have satellites and cell phones and stuff. We could draw pictures and stuff like that, but we can't build them. So we're going to have to build teepees or mud huts or live in caves, or we're going to have to get some ingenuity and we're going to have to go fucking try to find some iron ore somewhere and do the whole, but that's stuff we don't know. So we're essentially going to be cavemen again, you know, just because we have the knowledge doesn't mean we know how to use the knowledge. Yeah. I can't build
or to recreate the knowledge.
Yeah. I can't build an iPhone. I can't build, I know exactly how to use a, let's say a defibrillator. I can use one of those backwards and forwards. I can use a bone drill, son. You know, I can use an IOIJ. I can use an IV. I can start an IV. I can do all of this stuff, but I don't know how to make them. You know, yeah. I know how to work on a lawnmower. I know how to fix that motherfucker from front to back. I can clean a carburetor, but I couldn't tell you how to cast one.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. That's kind of how I think how human evolution has come. We've come from a different planet, maybe Mars, where it's dead, and we're finding things that looks like there's possible evidence of civilization there. But, I mean, I could be totally wrong. It could be just shooting off shit.
Yeah.
But we destroyed the planet. We sent out 1,000 spaceships. We were on the ones that came to Earth, and we're slowly destroying this one. And when this one's dead, we're going to send out another 1,000 to another places, and we're just going to continue to destroy worlds around this universe that we have. And this universe is a body, and we're slowly just a cancer invading this body until we finally kill it.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. Then I have
my, an incredible thought.
Yeah, it was a deep thought that I went into. It was part of my chaos theory that when I was going to college, I got my master's in, well, that's a whole nother subject, but I wrote a thesis on the chaos theory. I wanted to invent a religion, and I did a good job, but that was part of it, was the chaos of man, and man dictating man is nothing but we're a warlike people. So there's only one of two conclusions. One, we're a cancer, or two, aliens made us, and then they set us in motion to create the best weapons, the best warriors, because they're going to come back and get us to fight their wars for them. We're just like a machine. We're a gorilla on steroids. They're going to release out to kill their enemies, you know? And then there's my other thought that we are all aliens, or not aliens. We're all higher spiritual people ourselves who have somehow wronged ourselves, right? We've wronged ourselves in some way. So our punishment is to be sent to prison. But prison is wrapping yourself in flesh and making you live a mortal life on this world, which is technically a prison because we're trapped here. You know, we're trapped on this world. We can't get off. We're trapped here. We try to make the best of it. And the better you do, the less you have to live. I mean, those people who die at, you know, young ages, maybe they didn't have a long sentence. Those people who live those long, great lives, maybe they did something really bad. They had to live 120, like the guy who was, what was that oldest dude? 123 years old or something.
Yeah.
Just not too long ago.
Back in somewhere in Asia.
Yeah. But just 123 years or something. So he must have fucked up royally. he got a 123 year sentence. You know, yes, he's had a good life here, but that's because you had to do something to prove that you were a good person here, so that way when you die you can become yourself again and go on living this perfect harmonious life as you. I know those are far off topics.
No,
I mean,
but those are absolutely great things. In what I love listening to you on the daily, even prior to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of good conversations.
You do have those ideas. You do have those thoughts, and you do have those theories where it's just thinking outside the box from what you could actually just get on a day in, day out opinion of someone.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, or at least my belief of what I do like to believe.
And I love your, it's a very surreal, serene.
Yeah. It makes it more simple. And for background about myself, I was actually raised Christian.
Yeah, so was I.
And
hardcore. I mean, you heard the podcast. If you guys haven't heard it, go back with Justin. And I was brought up Pentecostal Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it was more Methodist, Baptist, which I don't really know separates the two. And I'm not interested in finding out.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. But as I was growing up and I went to a Lutheran school in middle school, I went to a Catholic school in high school.
So I went to a Christian school all the way up till I was in sixth grade when I moved to Washington. And then I was paroled from Christianity.
Yeah. Luckily. And definitely in my younger days, I was definitely a Christian because that is what I was taught. That was what I believed.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried my ass off. I couldn't make it work.
Well, as I hit high school, it started to, like, my mind was expanding.
An experience.
Not thing. To anything gaining specific.
Gaining knowledge. Just generalized knowledge.
And as I started to gain, like, a love for sciences, I was like, wow.
That's another thing.
This is supposedly directly conflicts religion, what we learn in sciences.
And the bad thing is, you heard the other podcast where I go into I didn't actually, because Justin was Lutheran and he's still a Christian. So I didn't, but yeah. I can actually get into a lot of specifics why I don't think that Jesus even existed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God, the Christian, Muslim and Jewish God isn't like even the real good God. I mean, but anyways.
Yeah. And bounce off of the sciences, fact that I was being raised as like Christian. It wasn't until my senior year of high school where I took a class called World Religions that finally was the breaking point of, okay, I am not what I thought I was.
I can't be this anymore.
We learned about 12 other religions.
Yeah, and they all have so...
Western, Eastern religions. Mm-hmm. And who are you to say your own religion, that's the correct religion? Because I don't have any... reason to believe Christianity is more believable than Buddhism.
Well, than Islam or Hinduism or the Norse. And the here's another thing that I don't like about what I call the modern religions now.
Yeah.
Is that they discount any past religion. By now, it's not a religion anymore. It's now a mythology. Like the Roman mythology, Greek mythology, Norse mythology. Mm-hmm. Why is it a myth and yours is still real? You're still praying to somebody who's literally absent, is a fake person in the sky, yet they're fake. Why aren't they? And it's like, I think I've told you this too, is I love my biggest like area of love is for Norse and Dane mythology, Vikings, I guess you could call it.
Yep.
And their religion, the Norse mythology, is with Odin, Woden, Thor, all of them, Freya, Frigga, and all
great
of those
Marvel
guys.
Characters.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. Good Marvel characters. Yep. They kind of fucked up on them, but that's all right. But no, I've always loved that mythology. Mm-hmm. But what's to say they're fake and you're real? Yeah. And the thing that I didn't like about it is how Norse mythology now, they've changed it. Mm-hmm. It's no longer mythology. Now it's called a Sáttr, and it's an actual practiced religion. They actually have a church in Iceland. They have a whole bunch of churches in Norway. It's gaining traction now in America. And the United States military just came out and said that they now recognize Al-Sáttr as an actual religion. So if you practice Al-Sáttr, which I wish to God I knew this when I was in the military, because they can grow their beards because it's part of their religion. And I was like, motherfucker, I didn't have to shave.
Yeah.
God damn it. I could have got a little note saying no shave pass, bitch.
Judaism?
Judaism. I can't do that. That would have been really, really bad. Oh, here comes the pup.
Yep.
But no, yeah. So I look at religion, and there's so many different avenues. There's so many beliefs. There's so many ideas about what it could be. A lot of what I go back to is the reason why I like the Al-Sáttr or Norse mythology so much is because they base their deities off of real people. Mm-hmm. All they did was they said this dude was so great, so awesome, that we continue to tell stories about this person. And they've become a living God. They're not going to answer your prayers. They were a normal person. They fucked up. They're not everywhere all the time. But they were so cool. We're still telling stories about this guy. So they're deified now. We say, or I shouldn't say we, Christianity, Islam, and they say, oh no, our God, there's stories about him, but they're real and they're still alive. It's like, come on, dude, just accept the facts.
Yeah.
It was a story that was really cool. That got mistranslated over I don't know how many times. And can you just let her in? But got mistranslated over how many times. And now you guys believe that is a real thing. So, I mean, that's kind of where I get religion. I also think religion was, like, I look at it this way too. This is another way I've always looked at religion. Say me and you and a couple of other, say there was 100 of us living in a tribe, right? Way back in the old days. And I touched on this with Justin too. But this is how I think religion got started. A couple hundred of us live in a tribe. Me and you are friends. We're over here, and there's this big motherfucker, this badass, this dude that there is no way we'd have to get at least 10 of us to take this dude down, but he leads us. Best way to make him lead, best way to make him follow us is to let him and everybody else know that there's a magical dude in the sky who said, if you don't do what we say, you're going to burn in this place called hell for eternity.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was religion as a control, a means of control and power.
Yeah. And another way of phrasing that is what I believe is that it was an early form of government before there was actually
government. Exactly. Yeah. That's how we got kings that were, I was chosen by God because I was born into this. And yeah. priests who were over you and like the living God, like when a good movie that I like, 300.
Yeah.
I am the God King. You know, I mean, seriously, I'm a benevolent and good God, you know, and that's how you're right.
No. Yeah. And ever since that moment, I mean,
we just played footsies a little bit. Come here, buddy. Sorry.
I don't want people thinking I'm giggling because I'm enjoying it. I'm giggling because I thought enjoying. It was a funny effect, funny moment, and I'm moving away from it. So what I wanted to
he's
say...
He's still touching my feet, yeah, people. Don't let him lie to
what
you.
What I wanted to say off of this point
that
Donnie's making is that not even based on one specific moment, but it's what...
Multiple moments.
...is absolutely what I believe and what I'm comfortable believing in is at the end of the day, learning about 12 different religions and going about my life through there is that what I'm comfortable believing in is, you know, the basics to Christianity where there's a God, there's a heaven,
which, you know what, that's another funny thing is that the Bible never talks about hell until Revelation, which was a book that wasn't supposed to be in the Bible.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing that didn't make me feel comfortable about Christianity was that I was taught is that once you die, you will live in heaven if you have abided by the right things forever. And you will live without God. Sin.
And well, I like sin sometimes, well, it's man. Like,
how do you live without sin but still have free will at the end of the day?
You don't.
It doesn't make sense. It
doesn't.
And it does not. And if it did make sense, it does not provide for a comfortable ideal of living.
It doesn't provide for a
if you're
comfortable
forced
existence.
Or if you're not able to live the way you'd like to live.
Yeah.
So what if there is a misunderstanding of what life is after life? And
I like your idea.
Yeah. And why, which I'm getting to is like, why can't elements of science actually be introduced into what we're talking about?
Exactly.
Into what we believe.
I think that's why I like the reincarnation idea.
Yeah.
But well, I like yours. It's very peaceful. Like mine more just because it's more fun. But yours is
extremely fun.
Yeah. Yours is very peaceful.
Yours is a world that I would actually have quite enjoyment
Me
actually being
too.
A part of.
Yeah.
But here's what I believe. Is
maybe we're in it right
we're
now.
Made of we might be we're made of each human being
I'd be more rich though
no, is made of not. Organic inorganic material and what we do to survive each day is we intake organic material as it comes in food, as it comes in water, and there's a special thing about the certain things we intake is that there's a form of life in it.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's Isaac, why I said the way you believe of the death and everything, your experience, but your beliefs in it, it's funny because as much as I want to believe mine, I actually believe yours is right.
Yeah, so
I believe 100% you're right.
Yeah, and Newton's second law
is
99. Newton's second law is that energy is neither created nor destroyed.
It's just changed.
It just changes. Uh-huh. So here's the thing that we still don't know to this day, no matter how much research or how much we actually dive into the mind, we don't know where our consciousness is. Like we can't pinpoint it by dissecting an individual or a human being.
I like the Native Americans way. It's not in the brain. It's not in the heart. It's in the liver. It's in the liver. They just haven't looked there.
We can talk about paramedic stories where it becomes an issue. It's funny because
the liver grows back, but you fucking cut that bitch and you're dead in a second.
No, and there's the thing with that is, I mean, there have been under here, we're probably going to get to that next episode, so I'll get to that. But basically what I'm saying and what I believe is that at the end of the day, we die. We're organic material that ends up decomposing back into the earth. And our soul, our consciousness, I like to believe, is our form of life that goes back into energy. The nutrients of the earth and becomes energy for the next generation.
And as much as, you know what's
in
funny
water,
is...
In water, in food, we become the energy for the next being of generations
and
to come.
And maybe one day in the future, we will become another person.
I mean, I don't want to go that far. That well, might be yours, but that's a possibility.
I think the thing I liked about your theory is that we're this energy. When we die, we disperse into the ground, into whatever. And maybe it might never happen, but maybe in the right circumstances, somewhere in time, way in time in the future, or maybe even the past, maybe energy is not constrained.
Or linear to time.
Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe we'll go into the past or in the future. But eventually, maybe the right energy will come back and be created into another person.
Yeah.
My hope is that I just get to stay as sexy and cool as me.
Yeah, just as sexy, guys. Yeah. Believe me, this guy should be on YouTube sooner than later.
Oh my god!
But it's
I thought about putting some like 4 cameras in here. What do you think? I think it'd be pretty cool.
You could use that for multiple reasons more than a podcast.
Yeah,
but
no, we're gonna do some Pornhub
but,
in here.
But who's to say like. Isn't that idea at least a comfortable idea where you go back in the earth and all of a sudden you're just connected to the rest of the lives that after life have found themselves where you can't think, you don't breathe, you don't make decisions, but you're comfortable.
You're at peace
because you're connected with all those that you were connected with.
That would make me feel so happy for people who have. This is something that I don't like to touch on too much, but at the same time, it's one of those things that kind of has to be. It's like suicide. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like the fact that people get to the point where they have to commit suicide, but I really don't like the fact that I have some friends out there, I have some people out there who say I can never forgive somebody or go to their funeral or something if they committed suicide, because I look at it like this. I personally don't know what that person was going through. Even if it was a split second where they would have had a better life, if they just would have thought about it for a minute, that point right there was so low in their life that they thought they had to take their own life. But in my head, I love your theory because now they are at peace.
Yeah.
It's a true peace. They don't have to do that suffering anymore. And people should kind of rejoice in the fact that they are at peace. That's one thing I liked about Christianity. I don't agree with Christianity a lot, and I don't believe in Jesus and God, but I do like this about Christianity. Christianity always says you should mourn when a child is born and you should rejoice when a person dies. And the reason why is because when a child is born, they have to go through suffering their entire life, and maybe they have a good life, but they're still going to have those times of suffering. But when you die, you're at peace, true peace. And I like what you're saying about, you know, we're energy and we just kind of go and we flow back into
this
place.
It's unbiased.
Exactly. You're there. I mean, you're just in a beautiful place where you don't have to think, you don't breathe, you don't drink, you don't eat. You're just in this pure. Okay. So this is kind of a cool little thing. The movie Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So you know the tree?
Yeah,
That's kind of how I think.
We're the tree filled with ancestors, right?
Yeah, the tree
or
with
ancestors.
The ancestor tree, the ancestral tree or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that, we're just that. And it's not that we're there, but we are there. Yeah. We're a part of it. And I think if we got back, one of the things, I know this is way off topic, but I believe magic used to exist in this world. And I believe that these religions nowadays kind of snuffed it out. I think magic was that being a part of our ancestors and them kind of speaking to us somehow, with whether it was through the trees, like the Druids used to, you know, think that the gods lived in the trees or the grass or the ground or Mother Nature. And it's because we, when we die, we're a part of that.
Yeah.
And we could touch into that. But when Christianity and Islam and Judaism and these three main religions came out and they kind of persecuted that, you were a witch if you thought that, you know, you were part of the ground and nature and stuff. And that kind of disappoints me because I think we lost a lot of what we could have been as a society. I mean, you look at the Roman civilization. The Roman civilizations literally had a cure for seizures. They could cure epilepsy, except the reason why they didn't, I know a lot of people will be like, well, Julius Caesar had epilepsy, but the reason why he wasn't cured is because he didn't want anybody known that he had epilepsy because it made him look weak. But the Romans actually had a cure for epilepsy. The reason why we don't have it now is because Christians destroyed the knowledge because it was of the devil's doing. And they destroyed so much knowledge. They burned down the Library of Alexandria, which had so much knowledge. It could have, we could have been 100 times more advanced as now if it wasn't for not just Christianity, but a lot of religions just saying, oh, that's not our way, so that's not a good way, so we have to burn the books. Look at the Nazis. Yeah. I mean, they burned so many fucking good books. Luckily, the Nazis weren't everywhere, so we got a lot of those books and we could save them.
Yeah.
But could you imagine if they were and we got rid of some, like, oh, God, I'm going to mispronounce his name. Dostoevsky. Oh, God.
It's all you.
But you know what I mean, Nietzsche, I mean, these fucking people who made you think about life, who made you think in a different way and said, think for yourself, mm-hmm. you know? And that's the type of things that really piss me off about religion. Mm-hmm. And to me, and I know this is really extreme, but to me, when you look at religion, it's like looking at the Nazis because they're fascists. You think our way or you're going to go to hell and you're going to burn forever. Or you think our way or you're not right.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you're a Nazi. You know, that's a Nazi way to think. Oh, we don't watch Harry Potter because that's got magic in it. It's a fucking show of entertainment, you motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lord of the Rings has wizards in it. Yeah, I know. Oh, you shut up, pass. I fucking love Lord of the Rings, man. Fuck you.
Great series.
Yeah, I love Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's our Christmas day. We do The Hobbit every Thanksgiving, and we do Lord of the Rings every Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I'm coming back to 24th, so we can do Lord of the Rings.
We're doing Chris and I do a Marvel spree that we do.
Yeah?
And it's absolutely amazing because the series goes on and on and on and on, no, which we will talk about.
Well, we do Marvel, I think we did it in July, but then we did it for Easter, and we did like... Good Friday.
Yeah.
I think we did Thursday or Friday, Saturday, and Sunday where we do the Marvel because it takes a long time.
Yeah.
But because I still get chills watching Endgame. I mean,
That was
the Avengers Unite.
Amazing, intense feeling I've had watching Infinity War and Endgame.
Oh, Endgame was my thing.
Yeah.
Infinity Wars when Thor came back. Look at that. We went way off a tangent.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talked about religion. We talked about these
and we
amazing
ended up,
beings.
You know what's fucked
but
up?
But we end up on Marvel, which have these amazing beings, which kind of messed up though, in religion.
You do realize, me and Justin did the same thing. Yeah. We talked about religion, and then we ended up in Marvel.
You know, there's actually something I wanted to say about, I wanted to let you and, I wanted to let you know is that when you, on your first podcast,
mm-hmm.
When you talked about the X-Men.
Okay, yeah.
Disney bought the rights to X-Men. And they also have the rights to Marvel. So X-Men will actually be reintroduced through Marvel.
I was
going
to say, they're
characters.
Supposed to... weren't they going to be in... Well, I did hear that Hugh Jackman's going to come back as Wolverine.
I don't know that. I don't know if they...
All I did was... I heard that. But then yeah. I also know... is it X-10 or X-12? The girl. Yeah. What's her name?
The Phoenix? Or
I can't remember. Wolverine's daughter, kind of clone-ish daughter.
Oh, I know you're talking
about.
The one
with
the two.
Her
name, but yeah.
She's coming back. No. I can't say that for certain. But what she did say was she said she had a huge interest and has let everyone know that she wants to come back as either the next Wolverine or some type of like offshoot of Wolverine.
Yeah. What's been awesome about the current MCU, which is the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you guys don't know, they actually listen to their fans of what would be preferred or what would be liked or just even like minimally enjoyed
awesome.
To bring back a character from the past. And they do it in a way where it's not you're throwing out a character and they just expect the audience to love them.
No.
Character.
You have to build
it. They provide the story. They mm-hmm. provide the background. They provide everything you need for even a character or actor you wouldn't even recognize to
you know be what
loved
I, you know what I think
audience.
They did a bad job of, though? And I hate saying this because I was a huge comic fan. I got mm-hmm. comics in there. I don't have any of hers. But Captain Marvel.
They yeah, fucked Captain Marvel. That story well, up bad. I will say it's very early, so we'll see what happens.
I still think her origin story, they just fucked it up.
Yeah, I mean...
So and I hate it because all the other ones are so they did so much good on all the other origin stories. Mm-hmm. But Captain Marvel's, they just bombed it.
But I will say it is very early and they have chance to, if they are.
You think they're
going to. I think because.
I don't think they're going to bring Captain Marvel back. I think they're going to keep her in an Avengers role where she's always part of the Avengers or she's not there. But I don't think they're going to give her any more movies.
Well, I don't think she'll get her own individual movies for now. But, excuse me. So they have a show called Miss Marvel coming out, which isn't her Captain Marvel directly, but she will be a part of the show. So it could provide more substance of what we need from that character. Because maybe.
That's what she would need.
Yeah, after being disappointed by so many franchises, I've been disappointed by Star Wars. I've been disappointed by Game of Thrones, to name a few.
Game of Thrones, oh my God. That was the worst.
Yeah.
Fucking ending ever. I think that's why I'm such a Lord of the Rings fan, because I was a huge Lord of the Rings. You know what shows out now on Amazon Prime?
What?
Have you ever read the Wheel of Time series?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I think I've talked about this. So if J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote Hobbit, Silmarillion, Lost Tales, Lord of the Rings, all that.
Yep.
If J.R.R. Tolkien is the creator and god of fantasy, I think his name is James Roberts, who wrote the Wheel of Time series. He is the godfather. If you read these books, they are unreal. I read these and I think the first one came out in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And the last one came out, it was written by the very last book, he died, but he had the whole book done. He just needed it put together and they hired another fantasy author to come in and finish it for him. But they're doing the Wheel of Time series on Prime right now. And so far it's been good. It hasn't been quite true to the book, but they're trying to make it just as good. Amazon Prime's calling it their Lord of the Rings / Game of Thrones series for Amazon Prime. And so far it has been amazing. But yeah, you need to check that out.
Any series that provides.
But it would piss me off if they fucked that up.
Yeah,
it would piss me off so bad because I've read those books I don't know how many times, but if they ended like they did something like Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. I bet you there'd be Wheel of Time series has such a following. I mean, it's one of the biggest followings in the world when it comes to fantasy fiction, but it's so bad that I believe there could be actual like boycotts of Amazon so bad that they could actually lose hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it's that bad.
Well, here's the thing is that that's why I have so much faith in the MCUs, because they do their movies, their characters, their audience justice compared to so many things.
They legitimize it.
At the end of the day, I mean, Game of Thrones did wonderful. And for myself, I caught on to Game of Thrones late. It was this big thing. And I was like, I don't really want to watch it. As the time it was so big. It wasn't until it ended where I was in Fresno and I was like, I need something.
Mm-hmm.
So I started Game of Thrones knowing I'd possibly be disappointed in the end. But I hit the end, I was definitely disappointed
in knowing they veered away from
the characters' normal habits.
Oh, yeah,
ideals were. Mm-hmm. Like their values were different, and did not make sense.
I'm gonna blame the writer George R.R. Martin, and he did that on purpose. He's a little bitch. But before we end on this little episode part. Our little part here real quick. I do want to say this. So do you know they are coming out, from what I understand, they're doing 3 spinoffs of Game of Thrones that are not
like
supposed to be
prequels, right?
One is going to be the House of Stark. Okay. The other one is going to surround, I think, the Lannisters a little bit, like the House of Dragons or something. And then there's another one, I think. That's what I've read. I'm hoping that they're going to be good and they don't fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we can only hope and see.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us again. And we'll see you in the next part of this. How many parts are we on?
Multi-part
series of the Ryan Moss Experience. All right, bro. Hmm. Well, that wraps up our third part of the Ryan Moss Experience, and there's more to come, so don't forget to tune in next time for part four coming soon. We hope you're enjoying the show, and if you are, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook, Anchor FM, Spotify, and more. And email us all your bitches, moans, groans, and complaints to abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Now, as always, later, bitches.